This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Welcome to Storytime with Friends. My name is Katie. In celebration of the Thanksgiving holiday, today I'm going to read a book that is inspired by the true story behind the first Macy's Parade in 1924. The title of the book is Millie and the Macy's Parade. It's written by Shana Corey, illustrated by Brett Helquist, published by Scholastic Press, New York City. It was 1924, Millie's first year in America. And all over New York City, people were hustling and bustling about, getting ready for the holidays. At the center of all the hubbub was Macy's, the great department store where Millie's papa worked. And watching it all from his private penthouse office was Mr. Macy. Papa said Mr. Macy was just about the most important person in America, next to the president, of course. And Millie was inclined to agree. She visited Mr. Macy's store every day after school. It was like a giant present waiting to be unwrapped. Whoosh! She went around and around in the revolving doors. Up, 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 she sailed on the great escalator. Down, 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 she rode in the grand elevator. She flew from fashions to home furnishings. She breezed through ball gowns, swirled through scarves, loitered in ladies' lingerie, and she always, always tried out all the toys. Millie thought Macy's was magic. And Millie wasn't the only one. Thousands of people streamed into the store every day. Most of them took one look at the trinkets and the treasures, the glamour and the glitter, and said the same thing. Gorgeous. But some of them did not. Some of them only pressed their noses against the windows and sighed. It's not like home, they said. Millie remembered what it was like to be homesick. When her family first came to America from Poland, they had been homesick too. Mama had missed Polish foods. Papa had missed Polish words. And Millie had missed just about everything. But after many months, Millie's family was starting to get used to America. Mama was finding places to buy Polish foods and sometimes trying American foods. Papa was learning new American words. And at Macy's, Millie was pretending to be a princess and making all sorts of American friends in the process. Still, being homesick was a horrible feeling, and no one should be homesick during the holidays. Millie went out to the delivery dock to talk to Papa about it. She found him resting with a faraway look in his eyes. "What's wrong?" asked Millie. "I miss our holidays back home," said Papa. "I love America, but everything here feels different." "I miss home, too," said Papa's friend Herman. "In my country, I was surrounded by friends and family. How can I celebrate when I'm all alone?" "Nothing in America is the same as it was in the old country," agreed Albert. "In my country, we celebrate with big brass instruments and caroling from house to house." "It would take 100 years to go caroling to all the apartments in New York City," sighed Papa. "Maybe we won't ever have a real holiday celebration in America." Millie looked from one sad, drooping face to the other, and that was when she had her idea, the most marvelous idea that ever a little girl had. There was only one person who could bring that kind of holiday celebration to America. Millie raced back into the store, past the perfumes and the purses, the diamonds and the dolls, all the way up to the 13th floor. At the top of the escalator was his door. Millie pushed it open a crack. Inside his office, Mr. Macy was pacing back and forth.
"Why, it's almost Thanksgiving, and Christmas is right around the corner,"
he grumbled.
"But the sales clerks are all frowning when they should be festive. It's depressing the customers."
Mr. Macy's assistant, Mr. Snidely, snickered.
"Maybe we should fire them."
"Fire them? Fire Papa and his friends? No," Millie cried. "You can't fire them."
"What?"
thundered Mr. Macy.
"Who said that?"
Millie stepped forward. I did, sir. I didn't mean to be rude. It's just that I don't think firing people will make them any more festive."
"What are you doing here, little girl?"
asked Mr. Snidely. Millie gulped. Then she told Mr. Macy and Mr. Snidely all about Papa and his friends and their holiday celebrations back home. Said Mr. Macy.
"Homesick, you don't say. I've been homesick myself before. But still, how can we cure homesickness?"
Millie explained her plan. Maybe, just maybe, Macy's could bring a little bit of everyone's home to America.
"What?"
asked Mr. Macy.
"Singing and strolling in the streets?"
"Ridiculous,"
scoffed Mr. Snidely.
"No one will come."
But Mr. Macy didn't seem to hear him. There was a twinkle in his eyes that hadn't been there before.
"I like the way you think,"
he said to Millie. The next day, there was a sign posted at Macy's. And the sign says, "Come one, come all, to the Macy's Christmas Parade. See the animals from the Central Park Zoo." "A parade?" said Papa. "With singing and strolling in the streets?" "Yes," said Millie, "just like in the old country." Soon, word began to spread. "Say, kid," whispered Flossie at the Follies, "did you hear about the parade on Thanksgiving?"
"Gee whiz, it sounds swell,"
Trixie answered between kicks.
"What's this about a holiday parade?"
asked Mr. Rockefeller at breakfast.
"Should we buy it for the children?"
"I don't think the parade is for sale, dear," replied his wife. "But if the Vanderbilts are going, we'd better go too." On the morning of the parade, Millie and Papa woke up extra early. They dressed in costumes that Mama had made for them. "I'll be watching from the sidewalk," she said as she waved goodbye. Then Millie and Papa took the elevated train all the way uptown to Harlem, where everyone was meeting. When they got there, the streets were filled with people. All the Macy's workers were dressed up and ready to march.
"Let's have a parade,"
shouted Mr. Macy. All at once, cowboys and clowns, knights and sheikhs began marching down the street. A band played a polka. Papa and his friends sang and strolled just as they had in the old country. In the middle of it all, Millie rode on an elephant borrowed from the Central Park Zoo. "That's my daughter," said Mama proudly as Millie passed by.
"Lovely,"
murmured Mrs. Rockefeller. "Now this is a celebration," called Papa over the roar of the crowd. "Yes," said Papa's friend Herman, "an American celebration." Everyone agreed that the parade was a huge success. "Maybe we should do this every year," Millie suggested.
"Well,"
began Mr. Snidely.
"I hardly think."
Mr. Macy gave him a sharp look.
"Yes, Millie,"
finished Mr. Snidely meekly.
"Marvelous idea, Millie."
And that's how Millie and Mr. Macy started a new holiday tradition. It looked a little like the old country, and a little like America, and a little like something entirely new. Who would have thought that one marvelous idea could give so many different people something to celebrate together? And that was the book, Millie and the Macy's Parade, written by Shana Corey, illustrated by Brett Helquist. And there's an author's note at the end of the story. Let me read it to you. It says, "This is a true story, partly. Millie is a made-up character, and the parts about Millie and her family are fiction, as are the depictions of all the characters in the book. In fact,
The real Mr. Macy died in 1877, long before the first Macy's Parade. But he was immortalized in the 1947 classic book and film, Miracle on 34th Street. And to this day, the store continues to get letters addressed to him. Because so many Americans associate his name with the store and the parade, I chose to use him as the face of Macy's in this story as well. After all, there couldn't very well be a Macy's parade without a Mr. Macy. The parade itself is, of course, real. It has been an American tradition for years, and today millions of people tune into the parade on television or watch it from the parade route in New York City. The tradition wasn't always a part of American culture, though. In fact, it comes from a combination of other cultures. It originated in 1924 with immigrants who worked at Macy's and missed the holiday traditions of their homelands. When all those immigrants got together, cultures blended and they created something uniquely American. More than 1,000 Macy's employees marched in that first parade. Joining them were bands, floats, and 25 animals from the Central Park Zoo. The parade started at 145th Street and ended 5 miles later in front of Macy's department store on 34th Street, where Santa Claus was officially welcomed to New York City. A 250,000 people lined the parade route to watch. The parade was met with so much enthusiasm that the very next day, Macy's announced that it would become an annual event. Although it has always been held on Thanksgiving Day, that first year, the parade was called the Macy's Christmas Parade. But in later years, it became known as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, a tradition that embraces people of all faiths and cultures and brings them together to kick off the holiday season. The first balloon appeared in the parade in 1927. In the early years, the balloons were released at the end of the parade. The giant characters would float for days, and whoever finally found them could claim a prize. In all its years, the parade has missed only 3 holidays. From 1942 to 1944, it was canceled because of World War II. All the rubber balloons were donated to be used as scrap rubber for the war effort. The parade resumed in 1945 and has been ringing in the holidays ever since. No one knows exactly whose idea it was first, but maybe, just maybe, it started with a little girl like Millie, a little girl with a marvelous idea. And that's the end of the author's note and the end of our time together today. I hope you liked the story. And did you learn something new about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? I know I did. Thanks to my friends Drew and Mike for joining the parade and pitching in as Mr. Macy and his assistant, Mr. Snidely. And thank you for joining us today. I hope you tune in next time for more story time with friends. My name is Katie, and until we read again, so long.